The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. She saw the stone had been removed. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they have placed him." And so Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived first at the tomb. He bent down and he saw the burial cloths there, but he did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb, and he saw the burial cloths there, the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. And then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived first, and he saw and he believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Let me spend these few homiletic moments in time to reflect on an Easter message. We're reading today from the Gospel of John, and the Gospel of John gives much attention to Mary of Magdala. The other three Gospels also mention her in their resurrection narrative, but John gives her more attention. She is the first one to witness Jesus Christ risen from the dead in the Gospel of John, if you read on here in chapter 20. The second exegetical interest we have has to do with Peter and the beloved disciple, whoever he was, and how when Mary Magdala told them about the tomb, which was empty, they ran to the tomb. But the disciple whom Jesus loved got there first, but he did not go in. He waited for Peter. This has always been interpreted as a statement of the primacy of Peter. He waited for Peter to go in first. The second subtle point here, which is important, is Peter saw the empty tomb, but he did not believe. The disciple whom Jesus loved went in after Peter, and the gospel says he saw and he believed. The first one to believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the beloved disciple. And we have reflected on the past and who the beloved disciple is in the Gospel of John, so I'll let that aside for the moment. So let me look at the teaching of this. All four Gospels make it very clear that after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he goes to his community to have them reconciled. In John's Gospel, on the very same day as the resurrection, on this day, he will go to the upper room where his disciples are gathered in fear, in chaos. They have lost hope. They walked away from Jesus. They no longer belonged to the person of Jesus Christ. They gave up. But Jesus takes the initiative. Jesus goes to them first. They don't have to discover him. He comes to them. Now that's the powerful statement of Easter. The risen Lord, the glorious one, comes to us. We don't have to find him. We have to be aware of his presence. He comes to reconcile us. Whenever we have walked away and forgotten, whenever we have overlooked Jesus Christ or separated ourselves from Jesus Christ, on this day, the risen Jesus comes to us to touch us, to welcome us, to bless us, to include us. And he begins his greeting with this chaotic, lost, and discouraged group of disciples. He begins with, "Peace be with you. Don't be anxious." The risen Jesus calls each and every one of us, "Peace be with you. Do not be anxious. You belong to the new life of the risen Jesus." So what does this mean to us? In South Africa, there is a greeting very familiar to all those who visited South Africa called Sawubona. It means, "I see you." They don't say hello, they say Sawubona, which means "I see you." But not, "I don't just see you with my eyes. I see your dignity. I see your failures. I see your humanity. I see you. Not only do I see you, Sawubona, but I accept you just as you are. I welcome you." That's what the greeting means. And the response is Yibo Sawubona, which means, "I see you seeing me. I see that you accept me. I see that you bless me. I see that you welcome me." That's Sawubona. That's an Easter greeting. That's the greeting of Jesus Christ saying, "I see you in your humanity. I see you in your failure. I see you in your sin. And I see you in your dignity, the wonder of being fully human. I see you. I welcome you." And you, when you encounter Jesus Christ, you respond, "I see you seeing me. I see you welcoming me. I see you blessing me. I see you understanding me. I see you loving me." That's the Easter thought that comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What does this mean to us? Well, some years ago, and I think I might have mentioned this story before, but it left a deep impression on me, so I like to recall it on special occasions. A good friend of mine, the father of a family of 5 or 6 children, he was dying of cancer, very advanced in his cancer, wonderful, faith-filled man, devout Catholic. He and his whole family, very active in their parish. They were not an holy family. But he was a close friend of mine. I spent a lot of time with him as he was journeying toward his death. And he had one pain, one anguish in his life. And it had to do with his son. He had a son who left his wife, divorced her, and was living with his girlfriend. That gave this man great pain. And it must be the prayer, the last prayer of every parent must be, "Hold the family together." And that was his prayer. But his son broke away from the family. And this caused him great, great grief. And each time I went to see him, he'd speak about his son and how his son drifted away, didn't go to church. So he had separated himself from the best faith traditions of the family. And then one day, about a week or so before he died, I went to see him, and he said, "I have solved the issue. I'm at peace. I'm ready to die." And I said, "How did you solve it?" And he said, "He's my son. He's my son. That's all that counts. He's my son. Everything else is secondary. It matters not his humanity. It matters not his failure. It matters not his wandering, but he's my son. Now, I've often thought about that. When in my pensive moments, you know, these special moments when you sit by yourself in your chapel and you look back over your life, I'm at that place in my life where I tend to look back over my life in my wisdom years, and this is where your demons come back, where you reflect on all the failures you had in your life, the things where you were not wanting in your life, and then you wonder how you stand in the presence of God, conscious of your failings, conscious of your sins. But then I hear the voice of God saying, "But you're my son." And I say, "Say it again." He said, "You are my son. Infinite love. Have no fear. You belong. My son, I would never hurt you. I would never wound you. I see you, sua bona. I see you in your weakness. I see you in your blessing. I see you in your failures. I see you in your success. And when I have seen you, you are my son. You are my daughter. You are my son. You are my daughter. Have no fear. So whoever you are, maybe you haven't been to church for a long time. Maybe you haven't included Jesus Christ in your life. You have become disillusioned. Perhaps you have lost hope. The church has wounded you. The broken, sinful church has scandalized you. But look beyond the church on this Easter day. Look at the person of Jesus Christ, who comes to reconcile you. And listen to the voice of the infinite love of God your Father. Listen to the voice that says to you, "You are my son. You are my daughter. I love you infinitely. In my presence, have no fear. You belong." Amen.